If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to the 79th Psalm. We're going to begin reading at verse 1. The Bible says, O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beast of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn, a derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. Oh, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenge of the blood of thy servants, which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee, according to the greatness of thy power. Preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. As we look at this tonight, and we look at this, we see Asaph as he's writing here to the Lord, and he's wondering about some things that's happened. Now we look back in the 24th Psalm just a few weeks ago, and we talked about it, and he asked that question. We was asking that question, God, where art thou? He said things was happening, destruction was there, desecration was there, displacement was there, people were being destroyed, lives was being destroyed, property was being destroyed, places were being destroyed. I got to think about it, it's kind of like today and the era we live in. Amen? The same thing. It's funny how things have a tendency to just keep coming around. Especially when we forget what's happened in the past. Amen? When you forget your heritage and you forget your history, you tend to repeat the same thing. We tend to make the same mistakes. They was asking questions of God. And they was wondering about what they saw and what they did, and wondering how come the prophets weren't prophesying, how come they wasn't getting no help, and wondering why they couldn't see God, and it was because they wasn't looking for God. I want to say, youngins, in the world that we live in, we get to looking for God. You get to looking for God, you'll find Him. You'll see Him. Amen? I pray God, I've seen Him a lot here lately. I've seen God a moving. I've seen God a touching and a stirring the hearts and minds. Amen. I've seen God trying to get a hold of people and get their attention. We have to wonder sometimes, has God got our attention yet? Amen. He sure got my attention. Amen. I believe He's starting to get folks' attention. Folks are starting to realize, praise God, that we need Him more right now than we ever have. We need God now, not tomorrow, not next week, but right this instant. Amen. And if we'll seek Him early, we'll find Him. Amen. I don't understand why we wait till we need Him really bad before we ever seek Him. Amen. I think Asaph was asking the same questions here, but he said if we could just wait upon the Lord. That's what Isaiah said in Isaiah 40:31. Wait upon the Lord and see. That's waiting as a waiter. Amen. Doing the God's business while we're looking for His appearing. Amen. So Asaph was asking the question is in Psalm 74, God, where art thou? And then he begins to ask the question here in the 79th Psalm. And he asked this question, Brother Charles, I wonder why. Amen. As we look at this night, we have to wonder why things are happening the way they do. You ever wonder why things happen the way they do? You know, the old proverbial, they say, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, why do bad things happen anyway? Amen? But I'll tell you why, because we live in a sin-ridden world. Amen? I said we live in a sin-ridden world. He's Asaph is lamentating about the invasion of the enemy. I won't say the enemy's all around. And we have to be watchful, because Asaph is telling us here in the 79th Psalm what the enemy did. He said that he came in and said they defiled the temple. He said they come in, they destroyed the city. And he said they came in and they killed the people. You know, that's what the enemy would do. Amen? The thing about the enemy, he's never changed his tactics. He comes to kill and destroy. Amen? Destruction. He destroyed the city. He said, oh God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thine holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. He dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven. He said, so what's happening? He said, Lord, I don't understand. He said, I wonder why this is happening. Amen. But he said, God had permitted this. God had allowed this to happen. He said, I don't understand why, God, that you allowed it to happen to your inheritance. Amen. A lot of times we wonder why God allows stuff to happen to his people. You think church people, you know, I believe as youngins, as kids, we think, you know, people tell us that we need to get saved. Amen. God will help us. God will bless us. And we think if we can get in a mindset of thinking, if we just get saved, we become a Christian, follower of Jesus Christ, and everything's just going to be hunky-dory. Everything's going to be perfect and fine and fun and full of joy. And pray God it is, because of the great expectation that we have. But our expectation, praise God, is out of this world. Our expectation ain't what we're hanging around with down here. I'll tell you what your expectation is. It's what you hang out with in heaven. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we ain't in heaven yet. Praise God, part of us is. Amen. Praise God, our conversation, our manner of living, praise God, is in heaven. Our manner of living, praise God, is in our heart. Our manner of living is in our attitude. Amen. He said, what happened? They got the wrong heart. What happens? They got the wrong attitude. And what happened, praise God, is they stopped to stop following the heathen of the world, and they got the wrong God. Amen. They went in the wrong direction. And what the Bible tells us here, that God had rather destroy his inheritance, amen, than have his people live in sin. Amen. Hello? Amen. God had rather destroy his inheritance than let his people live in sin. God will call you out. I've told you before, you get saved, born again, amen, you get out living in sin. The Holy God, the Holy Ghost tries to rebuke you. God tries to love you back in, and you just keep pushing away. God take you out. Amen. He'll take you out. He'll put you in a hole somewhere waiting on resurrection. Amen. He'll kill the body so that he can save the soul. Amen. That's truly been born again. But then you say, preacher, if you truly been saved, amen, praise God, you wouldn't go out in that, amen. I'm telling you, the devil's liable to put a delusion on all of us. The devil is able to deceive, amen. If we ain't careful, we'll get caught up in his deception. Well, we are no match for the devil. The Bible said when Michael was contending with the devil, praise God, he said, the Lord rebuke you. Amen. You'd think Michael, now he's the fighting angel of the armies, the protectors of Israel. And if Michael, praise God, he said, I'm no match for you, praise God, God will take care of you, then we better not even think that we're a match for the devil. Amen. What we got to do, praise God, what God was telling Asaph here, he said, you better just put your trust in the Lord. Amen. He said, because God will not let you live in sin. Amen. You know, the most miserable times that I've ever had in my life, when I was running from God. Amen. When I was not in His will and going in a different direction. I was miserable, Brother Jeff. I was a miserable, miserable human being. And not only was I miserable, my wife was miserable. Say amen right there, honey. Amen. My children were miserable. Everybody around me was miserable. Amen. And it didn't bother me. They was miserable because I figured, hey, listen, if I was going to be miserable, they ought to be miserable too. You know what? If we ain't careful, we get that same kind of mentality today. If we have a bad day, we want everybody to have a bad day. But no, praise God, we ought to be trying to find a way that we can make every day a good day in the Lord. Because the Bible said today is the day that the Lord has made. We'll just rejoice and be glad in it. Well, we'll take the good, the bad, and the ugly, praise God, and we'll just keep a lifted up a hand. We'll keep a marching on and say, to God be all the glory. Amen. You'll be surprised how that plays on the devil's plan when you do that. Amen. It hits him sideways, praise God, and he don't know how to handle it. When you're having a bad day and things ain't going the way you'd like for them to go, I know nobody here has any of those, right? Amen. Everything, you get up and the birds is a chirping, the sun's a shining, everything's right. You get in the car and it smells just like a brand new one. Amen. And you start going down the road and it rides so smooth and the shocks are just like when it's brand new and everything's going so good and you're just praising the Lord. Amen. And the roads are good. There's not a pothole nowhere. Amen. You say, preacher, you're living in some other universe. Because that ain't how it happens in my life. Amen. Well, we wonder why it isn't like that. Because we've been saved. We've trusted in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, we've been birthed into the family of God. We've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But all these things come our way. But I want to say on the authority of the Word of God tonight that all these things are just a test. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. It's only a test. Used to have them things that come on your TV back when we had them old black and white things. And there was more snow on them. And did you ever wonder why they had all the movies were done in the wintertime? Huh? They done all the movies in the wintertime because every movie you watched was just covered. It was snowing all the time. And sometimes you couldn't even sleep through the snow unless one of us youngins go up there and hold on to the rabbit ears. Or you wrap some aluminum foil around it and run it to the curtain rod. Amen. And that made the snow just a little bit better. But praise God, I'm glad. Hey, listen, it's not always what we see in this world. It's not only what we get, praise God, day by day, but it's the power of God Almighty to make it all right. Amen. To realize, praise God, that one day in a little while, it's going to get better. Amen. Amen. But God will not allow His people to live in sin. God will not allow His people to live in rebellion. We rebel against God, there's a payday a coming, and it's that day. Hey, don't take too long, God start dealing with your heart. If you're a child of God, if you've truly been born again, God won't let you live in rebellion long. Amen. When we rebel against Him, now it's easy. You know what? Sometimes we think, well, you know, we rebel against mama, we rebel against daddy, we'll rebel against the church, and well, you know what? You're not rebelling. Praise God, you're rebelling against God. Because God teaches us, instructs us to do right. Amen. And so when we're rebelling against God, when we're sinning against God, we're sinning against God. I've told you one time a while back, amen, it's not your family that's the enemy. It's not your children, it's the enemy. It's not your wife or your husband, it's the enemy. It's the devil and sin that's the enemy. Amen. Praise God. I wonder why things are happening the way they are, because the old devil and sin and things in our life. But God wants to get glory out of it all. Amen. Everything we do should be done for the glory of God's name. Amen. He tells us here in verse 10, he said, wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Amen. I wonder how sometimes we profess with our mouth that we're Christians. We'll say, oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. We'll sing and we'll raise our hand, we'll praise. But then the people that know us and work around us and live with us, sometimes they ask questions, well, where is their God? Amen. It's almost like when we left the church house, sometimes we leave Him behind. Amen. But I want to say, I'm glad my God can't be left behind. Amen. I'm glad everywhere I go, there He is. And I'm glad, praise God, Brother Robert, He watches me all the time. Every moment, every second of every day. Kind of scary, ain't it? Amen? to realize that the God of heaven is always watching you. Now, you think Santa Claus is bad because he's making a list. That old fairy tale thing. Amen. My father-in-law said, praise God. He said, Santa Claus, I got him right here, and he'd pat his back pocket. Amen. He wasn't letting no fat, jolly fella, praise God, get credit for everything he worked hard for. Amen. He'd tell my kids when they was little bit, he said, Santa Claus right here. Amen. And right here, Papa said, yeah, in my wallet. Amen. That you get a Christmas present, it's going to be coming from Papa, not some jolly fella. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. Praise God, it's got the... He said, hey, listen, who's going to give glory? He said, God, we're going to give glory to God. And when the world starts and says, hey, listen, where's your God? Praise God, listen, they shouldn't have to ask us. They should see Him all over us. Amen. Praise God, I like it when God shows up on us like He did Sunday morning. Amen. I like it when God shows up on us, praise God, like He did the other evening. Amen. Praise God, He just moved down upon us and He sat and He nestled on us. Praise God, like that dove coming when the heavens was open and the Holy Spirit ascended and it sat, landed on the Lord. Praise God. And there was a sweet peace there. Can you imagine being there on the Jordan, the Jordan River, praise the Lord, when the Holy Ghost of God come down, when that dove come along, finally found a place to rest in the world. Praise God. And He landed on Jesus Christ, the perfect Lamb of God. Amen. A peace that passes understanding. Praise His holy name. But they said, where is your God? The God of Israel. Amen. Where is the God of Israel? You say, well, preacher, if they hadn't messed up, if you read about them rascals, they just kept sinning against God. They just kept rebelling against God. They kept doing things against God. Don't we? Amen. It's good. And you know how easy it is to look back on Israel and say, boy, them was just a rebellious, sinful people. Wasn't they? Full of sin and rebellion. Amen. Lack of faith. Amen. When Moses stood on the Red Sea and he said, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. They was doubters over our miles and they said, yeah, right, watch this. We're going to all be killed. Amen. But God Almighty moved in a big way. And He moved on. But ask the question. He said, why in the world? He said, I wonder why it's happening this way. He said, we can see the dead bodies. We can see the defiled cities. We can see all the ruin. But He said, God Almighty said, I'm going to do it because it'll bear witness to a lost and a dying world. Amen. That there is a God and He loves His people, praise God, and He wants to be their God. He wants to get glory out of their life and He ain't going to settle for second best. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad God don't settle for second best. He wants the best for me and you. I wonder why it's this way, because God wants us to be right. God wants us to be righteous. Amen. God wants us to be a witness of His glory. You say, why do? Why is that? Because, praise God, because the world needs a witness. Amen. Did you hear what I said? The world needs a witness. Why are we in the shape we're in now? Because the world needs a witness. The sin and the vileness and the wickedness and the sickness and the disease that's in this world. Amen. Praise God. It's because God needs a witness. Me and you. Amen. He needs a witness. You know, they say now, they're trying to scare us to death. It's all political. I know this is a bad disease. It's if you get it, it's worse than the flu. But they're blowing it all out of proportion because they want to. They said this morning, but they said this COVID-19, they're having a massive outbreak in Florida, with Dade County and some of them other places, a major outbreak. It's just awful. 98% increase. But they said they got to looking at the results, and they're just giving positives, but they're not giving any negatives. 98% positive. I guess you can get that when you don't do any negatives. Said, really, instead of being 98%, It's 0.9%. Now, I don't know about you, when I done math, and I wasn't ever really good at it, 98% versus 0.9% sure changes the odds a whole lot, doesn't it? And it was being deliberately done that way. Amen? It's deliberate because they want to scare us. They want to control us. And the first thing they want to do, Brother Jeff, is like they did, praise God, in Asaph's time, they've said the heathen of the world, said, let's make them Christian people, them God people, let's make them be quiet, shut up. Let's put them in their place. So let's shut the church down. Let's make them be quiet. Let's make them not assemble. Because if the truth gets out and they begin to preach and they begin to give people hope, this thing won't go the way that we'd like for it to. Amen? Now I'm still in the book. Amen. God Almighty, praise God. He said those that's righteous will never be forsaken or begging bread. And it's time that we said, hey, I wonder why it's like it is. Because we've rebelled against God. We've sinned in our lives. We've sinned in our homes, our lives, our churches, our families, praise God. And we forgot to keep God on a pedestal, giving Him glory that He deserves. God will not take second best. Amen. God's going to get glory for our lives. Do you realize that when the flu is going around? Now listen to me. When the flu is going around, when they say it's really bad flu season, the flu season, it affects between 0.9 and 0.12% of the population. Hello? Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said the COVID is bad. It can be worse if you get it because the way it affects the body, because we have no immunity to it, but it's still not any worse than the flu or any other virus. Praise God. But if we just give God the glory, if we'll trust God, if we'll keep praying, proclaiming the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in my house and your house and the church house, if we won't shut up, praise God, till glory gets home. Hey, you want to get help from God? You want to see Him touch your life? Just keep crying out to God and you'll be like that woman, praise the Lord, and just kept calling out to the King, praise God, for help till he was weary of hearing her. Amen. And then he sent his servant, he said, hey, go ahead, go out there and take care of her. She wearies me. Amen. She's come to me, she's brought it up so many times, I'm weary of it. Just go ahead and handle that so I don't have to listen to her no more. Amen. Glory be God. Wouldn't it be good if we could just cry out to God, trust in God, have faith in God enough, just stay in front of the throne room of grace till God says, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and take care of this one and this one and that, and praise God, I'm going to save this one, I'm going to save that one, praise, I'm going to give that and some help, I'm going to heal that, and praise God, I will say it can happen tonight in the hand of a holy God. I wonder why it ain't. You know why it ain't? Because we ain't serious about God. We ain't serious about serving the Lord. Amen. We ain't serious about confessing our sins. Amen. Amen. I know this ain't popular preaching. Amen. If this is a big church, they'd bind me up and throw me out. Amen. I'm glad we ain't big. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a big God that we serve. And we know that He's right, and we know that He's true, praise God. And we know that He's righteous in all His dealings. Amen. He's able to help us. So Asaph asked the question, he said, I wonder why. Amen. Lamenting over the invasion of the enemy. But then he begins to answer the question. Amen. Asaph begins to confess the sins, not his sins, and the sins of the nation. Look at verse 8. He says, oh, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercy speedily, now watch this, prevent us, for we are brought very low. So how low did he get? Praise God. I'll tell you, he got down on his knees and on his face. He said, oh God, forgive us of our sins. Forgive my sins. Forgive a nation's sin. Oh God, help us, Lord. Touch us, God. Save us again, Lord. Deliver us. Praise God. Remember our former iniquities, our sins. Amen. You know, it's a funny thing Asaph says that, because it's like God could forget them. He has them. Hello? He has them pinned down. He knows every one of them. They're written in the volume of a book. Praise God. But ain't you glad that there's a Savior whose name is Jesus, who died on the cross of Calvary and shed His blood, praise God, for the iniquities of the people, for the sinfulness of the people, so that the blood of Lord Jesus Christ can cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. I said He can cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. All those things that's not right in our life. Jesus said, I'll take care of that. Amen. Praise God. And all we have to do, Bible says, is repent of those sins. I told you a story. I was preaching up on a little mountain down there several years ago. Down there in Madison County, and down there it's a little different up in the mountains than it is around here even still. When we get done with Sunday school class, we had about a 10 or a 15 minute break between Sunday school and the preaching hour. And the folks had to go out and get them a little dip of snuff and a cigarette, amen, between Sunday school and preaching hour. And then they'd come in, they'd link back up with you, and they'd worship God. And I was a sitting there one Sunday morning, and a little old boy come in, sit down beside me, little old preacher boy, and he said, "Preacher!" I said, "What is it?" He said, "Hey, listen, I've come to a conclusion. Since I've got saved and born again, got right with God, I don't have to pray no more." And I just sat there, thought, oh well. I just sat there. And he sat there and looked at me. Finally he said, "Preacher, what do you think about that?" I said, "Well, when I was lost, I didn't know I needed to pray. Amen. I didn't know how to pray. But since I've got saved again, I'm not going to pray no less. I'm not going to repent no less, because I'm a sinner exceeding." Amen. Praise God. I realize Jesus died for my sin. I realize, but in order to keep a right relationship with Him, I have to realize and recognize my sinfulness, so that the blood of Lord Jesus Christ can keep the record clean. Amen. What's wrong with the world today? That's why they're down on Christians who believe in once saved, always saved. They said it gives you a license to sin. Paul said, "God forbid." It doesn't give you a license to sin, praise God. It's grace, amen, to help you to know that you're a sinner and that you need to repent and ask God for your help. Amen. Ask Him to come to where you are. Amen. Repentance. I don't know why I'm going here, but repentance is when you say, "God, forgive me from a broken, contrite heart." Realize that you've broke the heart of God. Amen. That you broke the heart of God. You say, "Lord, forgive me, a sinner." And you get up there, you lay that there, you get up from there, and you go a different direction, and you never go back to that old sinful thing. Amen. I'm afraid in the day and the hour we live, we'll come and we'll make a little old profession, a little old repentance statement. Say, "Lord, I know what I did was sinful. Lord, would you forgive me?" And then next Saturday night, next Friday night, we're back over at the bar, back over at the gambling casino, back over there, praise God, doing those things that's ungodly. Amen. Glory to God, I'm glad when God saved my soul, He put something down inside me. When I do things that's contrary to this blessed old book, I say, when it's contrary to this blessed old book, then the Holy Ghost of God, He speaks to my soul, and He shows me the error of my ways and the correctness of His. Amen. Points me in the right direction. But he said, "Well, I wonder why." It's like it is, praise God. It's because of sin. And Asaph began to confess the sins of the people. And he said, "Hey, Lord," said he, "we wouldn't, that it would bring glory to your name." He said, verse 9, he said, "Help us, O God of our salvation." You know what happens? You know what helps when a child of God has sinned against God? When we realize that we need some help. Amen. We realize that we, that you, that I need some help. And we come to the place where the help is. Amen. David in Psalms, he said, hey, I look unto the hills, which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Amen. Praise God when we need help. I'm glad we know where to call out to. He said, help us, O God, of our salvation, for the glory of thy name. Why would we ask God to help us? So that he could get glory. But Robert, if we ask God to take something away from us, to help us in any situation, any circumstance in our life, and he does it, praise God, it's for his glory. Amen. I ain't going to take glory for what God's done. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to give it all to him because he's deserving. Hey, they ain't nobody saved this old boy but God. There's nobody can keep this old boy but God. Ain't nobody can help this old feller but God. Amen. I know that. And I give God the glory and the praise for it because it's before his name. Asaph is pleading with God. Amen. For forgiveness and deliverance. Amen. Praise God. He realized why it happened. He said, I wonder why. He said, oh, it's because of sin. The dead bodies, the ruined cities, everything that we've lost. He said, it's because of sin. Because of our disregard for God. Amen. And he would say, he said, let the glory of God, let the name of God be magnified before the heathen. Look at verse 10. He said, wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight. Praise God. He said, let the heathen know that you are God. You know what he was saying? He said, Lord, you're God and we're not. And Lord, whatever you decide to do, praise God, we're just going to go with you. Amen. Praise, that's the way it ought to be. Whatever God decides to do, we're just going to go with you. Amen. Who did he do it to? Who did God pour out his wrath? He did it to his servants, to his saints, the shepherd of his pasture. Look at verse number 2. He said, the dead bodies of thy servants have he given to be meat, and the flesh of thy saints unto the beast. Verse 10, he said, so we, thy sheep, thy people, and the sheep of thy pasture. Amen. That's who God was dealing with. Amen. Do you know God's still dealing with us? Ain't you glad he is? I'm glad God ain't cut us off. He ain't disregarded us. He ain't said, well, I've had enough with that and just flipped us off into hell. Praise God. I'm glad God Almighty, praise God, still loves his children. And they was asking God, they said, Lord, would you care for us? And would you deliver us? Amen. Praise God. That's what God's people ought to be a crying out today. God that would care for us and deliver us again. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know if he will or not. I know he can. Amen. I don't know what we're up against. I don't know what we'll have faith. The Bible says it'll wax worse and worse, and in the end, I don't know how bad it'll get. Amen. But God said that we know that there's a deliverer, and we know that there'll be a day of deliverance. Brother Billy, when he comes again, take us home and be with him. Praise God until that day. But Israel began, Asaph began to cry out. In verse 11, he said, let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee according to the greatness of thy power. Preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. When we want God to be harder on others than he is on us, it's time to start seeing our sins, ourselves, as God sees us. Amen? Did you hear what I said? When we want God to be harder on others than he is on us, then we just need to stop and drop back and see ourselves in the window of God as he sees us. And then they won't be no wondering why. We'll know why. We'll know why God's dealing with us like he is. Because listen, you and I are no better than that old sinner out there, that old lost person. Amen? They're just lost without God and needing of a Savior. Just like me and you. Amen? And when God saves them by his marvelous grace, he'll begin to work on them like he is on me. Amen? Making a difference in my life, drawing me closer to himself, helping me to be a witness to his holy and glorious name. Amen. He said, I wonder why, Lord. And the Lord says, hey, because of sin, because of wickedness, because of vileness. Amen. Because I'm God. Amen. Because you need to be a light. You need to be a witness. You need to bear witness to a lost and a dying world. Amen. Why do we go through what we're going through? Amen. So we come out on the other side, a shouting and a praising God, giving Him glory, saying the good God of heaven delivers again. Ain't you glad, praise God? Sometimes you get to be on that delivering end. Amen. Even here. But one day in a little while, we'll be on that delivering end forever into the goodness of God, the grace of God. He said, so we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. You know what Asaph was saying here? He said, you know what? We're not going to, but Lord, if you'll just move on our lives, if you'll just touch us, if you'll deliver us, if you'll help us out of the situation. He said, we're going to brag on you throughout the generations. We're going to give you praise. And you know what's happened? You know why the world, the United States, is in the shape it's in today? Brother Robert, because we quit bragging on God. And man began to take upon himself godliness, God-wordness, instead of giving God all the glory. God will not stand for that. Amen? We need to get back to giving God the glory and the praise for everything that happens. You know, we'll take off and we'll say, well, I'll see you tomorrow. Well, good Lord willing. Amen. We'll do this tomorrow. Amen. If good Lord willing. If He don't, pray God, you won't do nothing tomorrow. But God be the glory. I'm glad I serve a God, Miles. It's God of the day. Brother Robert, He's the God of tomorrow. Amen. And He's God of forever. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad He is? I wonder why things are the way they are. Because God's going to get glory, and we need to give Him praise. Bless His holy name.